prepare the way of the Lord. We light this candle in love, the love that Jesus, our Saviour, has for us. Prepare then the way of the Lord. Friends, it is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday that we celebrate love. Everything we've done so far throughout Advent culminates here. The love of Jesus Christ, welcome to worship today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Would you join me in today's call to worship? Let us worship God together. Let us live with confidence and hope. Let us worship God together. Let us live with mercy and peace. Let us worship God together. Let us live with generosity and joy. Let us worship God together. Let us live with fullness of spirit and love. Let us worship God together. Let's pray. God, our Father, the one who comes in your name, comes again with grace and power, with forgiveness and strength, with truth and imagination, with gentleness and love. May the coming one enter the hearts of those who wait with quiet expectation for all that is good and holy and just. Amen. Let's say the prayer of confession for today. God of unconditional love, we measure our loves against yours. Your love is vulnerable, helpless as a newborn babe. Our love is often cautious, well defended. Your love is offered humbly. We often seek to impress with our devotion. Your love is free. Ours comes with strings attached. Loving God, forgive us. Heal our imperfect loves. Purify our hearts. And teach us to love as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear friends, God loves us. And God loves us with a love that is pure and perfect. A love that actually has the capacity to restore and renew us. It is God's heart to bring us back to Him, and He is determined to let nothing stand in the way of that. So when we confess, as we just did, and as we do every week, we can be assured that God has forgiven us and welcomes us back to life in the fullness of His love. This is the good news of our gospel. Thanks be to God, and God's people say, Amen.
A reading from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 18. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us of His Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, this morning we reach the pinnacle of Advent, this fourth Sunday when our focus shifts to love. We have been quite intentionally exploring the four themes of Advent over these weeks. And I hope in the process of doing that, that you have discovered that the four are very much woven together, that there's lots of overlap in these gifts that came when Jesus was born, gifts that we anticipate coming in a much, much bigger way when he comes again. Now, although all four, hope, peace, joy, and love, are connected like this, as Paul wrote in his famous passage in 1 Corinthians 13, it is this week's gift, the gift of love, that is truly the greatest of them all. Now, bear with me, because I'm going to geek out on you for just a moment. Most of the New Testament was actually written in ancient Greek. So when we want to know what is meant by a word that we come across in our reading, we often look it up in its original language to try to get more of a sense of what it really means. Well, if we do this with the word love, we discover that in ancient Greek, there are actually a number of different words for love, because those wise old Greeks realized that there are actually different kinds of love. Despite what we try to do in English, one word doesn't really capture what we mean clearly when we talk about love. C.S. Lewis wrote about this in his book called The Four Loves. In that book, he explores these loves that are familiar to us, and he helps us to make some distinctions between them. He talks about affection, those feelings of fondness that we can have for someone. He talks about brotherly love, the kind of love that is shared between dear friends. He talks about romantic love, which doesn't need to be explained. We understand that. And he talks about another kind of love, a love that the Greeks called agape love. This is a kind of love that is selfless and unconditional. And it's a kind of love that is often expressed through actions. Now, all four of these various kinds of love that Lewis talks about are expressed using different Greek words. And that helps us remember that while they are all love and all very good, each one actually captures a slightly different aspect of love. Well, as Lewis argued, and as Scripture proclaims, it is that final type of love, agape love, that is truly the greatest love there is. Well, this agape love is actually what the Apostle John is talking about in our reading today. He says, God is love, that love is the essence of who God is. And he urges us to love with that same kind of love, saying, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So today, as we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth, we do so reflecting together a bit about love and about this very specific kind of agape love. For it is the kind of love that God actually has for us. And it is also the kind of love that God calls us to share with others. Now, there are some things that distinguish this greatest of loves from the other forms of love. And today, as we think about this, I thought it might be helpful for us to just highlight a few of these distinctions. The first thing that we know about agape love is that it is selfless. To love with this kind of love, we freely give of ourselves for the sake of others. It is a love that is given with no thought or expectation of what we might get in return. It is selfless, and it is all about the other, the one who is the focus of our love. As John wrote, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." In Jesus giving himself and his life for us on the cross, we experience this selfless, completely other-centered aspect of love profoundly. And we experience all that that love can do, which actually brings me to the second thing that is so special about this kind of love. Selfless agape love like this, it actually has the capacity to heal our deepest wounds and brokenness. In our best moments, when we are able to love selflessly, concerned entirely with the well-being of the other, our love can actually bring healing to fractured relationships. Ultimately, this is actually exactly what Jesus' loving sacrifice for us was doing. It was setting in motion the healing and the restoring of all that was so horribly broken in humankind. Our ability to love each other, our ability to love and care for this earth, our ability to love ourselves in a healthy way, and of course, our ability to live fully in a loving relationship with God. We know from the evidence around us and from what's within us that all of those four relationships are still far less than God has designed them to be. So God has moved. God has moved to begin their healing. And it is a healing that will one day be complete. And what has initiated that healing and what will complete it is God's love. God's agape love for all of us and for all of his good creation. This kind of love is absolutely incredible because it actually has the power to bring all of that healing. Now, as we just said, this love that John has us reflecting on isn't just the love that God has for us, it is also the love that God calls us to share with each other. Remember, he wrote, "Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another." So this agape love is also a love that is active. It's lived out. It is quite literally embodied. It's not just something we feel, it's something we do. And incredibly, when we are able to live in this selfless, loving way with others, God's love can actually work through us to move us and to move others towards this healing that God is bringing. That's why John says that while no one has ever seen God, if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. So when we love one another with this kind of love, when we live embodying this kind of love, God is actually able to live in and through us. And in this embodied way, God's love is shared and it's released in the world to do what only that kind of love can do. Well, friends, as this day ends and the sun goes down, Christmas will begin again, and we will gather together at the manger to celebrate. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus purely and perfectly embodied this selfless, healing, agape love, the love that is and always has been the essence of who God is. At Christmas, we celebrate that God has shown us his love most clearly and most powerfully by coming embodied in that tiny baby to live and share his love among us, to teach us how to love in that same way, to show us the lengths that he will go to in love so that we might find life, real life in him. So embodying this love isn't just something that God asks us to do. It is something that God has done himself. And that is what we celebrate at Christmas. That God's pure and perfect love was born that night, entirely embodied in that tiny, powerless, vulnerable, newborn baby boy. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this is the last Advent week where we focus on your love. We are deeply grateful that you offered and gave us Jesus Christ. Following his birth and death, we received the Holy Spirit, who we are also grateful for. We humbly embrace the gifts of their presence in our lives and give thanks for them. Whatever loving community we're a part of, even a grocery store clerk, we are thankful for. When we scan the world with our inner eye, we can see what and who you love. It includes people from all cultures, whether or not they are peaceful or war-torn. You are clearly, richly compassionate and nudge us to welcome everyone, period, and to share our resources to the best of our ability. We pray that families struggling with stress, illness, grief, addiction, and those who live alone all be given your comforting, peaceful presence, opening their hearts to receive your universal love. We pray that each person recognize each day one act of kindness, either given or received. Help each one of us to become more like you. We pray for the peace of those living in difficult situations, either in a house or without one. We pray for those folk who are caught in war-torn countries and ask your help to bring each of them peace. We ask that hearts be opened for all people who have been hurt in these places. And we pray this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen."
Friends, we thank you for all of the ways you continue to give to the life and work of St. Stephen's here in our community and in our world. And I ask you now to join me in praying to dedicate all those gifts to God's mission of love. Holy One, this Advent season we wait with love and we give with love. Love for you, our God. Love for your beautiful people. Receive these generous offerings and use them for your works of love in our world. Amen. Friends, the stable abounds with animal sounds. The sky is an empty stage. But keep watch, for the manger is about to sing with the newborn's cry, and the heavenly host are about to arrive to proclaim a new age. And as you wait, may you know God's tender care. May Christ Jesus abide in you and give you life. And may the Holy Spirit cast out all fear and fill you with God's love. Amen.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down. table, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly, lived on earth a savior.